Most people know whether or not they're making enough to get by when the bills come. They don't do a scientific calculation. But the Wisconsin Women's Network did. The group spent $30,000 to assess what a person would have to earn to live in different areas of Wisconsin. Costs in Milwaukee County were considered relatively moderate, yet according to the report, a person earning minimum wage there could cover only 29% of their living expenses. The project's coordinator, Mona Steele, says only bare-bone necessities were included, things like rent, upkeep for an older car, childcare, and food.
The food budget has no restaurant or takeout food, no pizza, no lattes, really important issue for people in Seattle.
Sufficiency reports similar to Wisconsin have been done in other states. Connecticut and West Virginia use it as an economic yardstick. It helps assess whether programs providing work and child care assistance are adequate to help people make ends meet. Wisconsin's second sufficiency report comes at a time when Wisconsin's governor is trying to boost the state's hourly minimum wage to $5.60. Madison recently enacted its own hourly minimum wage of $7.75. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.